How can God be a God of love if hell is a real and eternal place?
God being a God of love means that he is totally sufficient in himself and able to spill over then for the good of sinners, even if they don't do any good, for him. And that's what he did in Jesus Christ. He sent his Son into the world for a world that was in rebellion against him. He sends his Son into the world to make a way of salvation for all who will believe. So the love of God is seen most clearly in the self-giving of himself in his Son to save those who are totally undeserving. Now, for God to be just in condemning those who do not receive his love does not contradict the fact that he's love. It just means that he's more than love. If God were only love, that is, only merciful, there would be no hell. God is also just, and evidently his being just also makes his love and his mercy shine the more brightly. So when I put the two on a level, I don't put them on the same level. God's wrath, which is flowing from his justice, I put down a level and supporting his love, because those who are saved from that wrath will draw from that wrath even more delight in the fact that they are saved. So it might be helpful to say it this way. God is love, but he's not only love, and that's why there can be hell as well as God being loving. Hell is the just and fitting response to a person who commits the ultimate outrage of rejecting the grace of God.